The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, the Oireachtas Housing Committee today heard that local authorities are best placed to assess the demand for affordable housing. It comes as Sinn Féin says the plan should not get the go-ahead. This is the government's affordable housing bill. This is what Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien told Pat Kenny this morning here on News Talk.
If you look at the range of organisations who are now speaking out against this scheme, it's not just opposition politicians like myself, the ESRI. We know the central bank has significant concerns, and at the weekend, the Institute of Professional Valuers and Auctioneers, another organisation that you can't accuse of being hysterical, they're in the business of buying and selling homes every day. They're saying it will push up house prices. So look, This is a developer-led scheme. This is bad Celtic Tiger era housing policy, and It should be scrapped.
Yeah, that was Eoin O'Brien speaking to Pat Kenny this morning. Well, what do the developers think? James Benson is Director of Housing Planning and Development at the Construction Industry Federation. Of course, not a developer yourself, James, but members of the CIF would be classed as developers, some of them. Is this a good piece of legislation from your point of view?
Thanks for the invitation, Kieran. Well, look, I'm fully supportive, and we're fully supportive in the IHBA of the need to act. I think it's important that we put it into context of why we're seeing this bill being introduced. At the moment, we need to see 33,000 homes on every year for the next two decades to keep up with population growth and demand. If we look at the loss in delivery in 2020 and we take into account current restrictions, that figure is actually probably closer to 35,000 homes every year. Over the last, say, 3 or 4 years, we haven't seen delivery go beyond 20,000 homes in any given years. So I think all parties, all commentators would agree that the number of homes and the types of homes that we're delivering isn't sufficient. So we need more social, we need more rental, and we need more private. On the scheme itself, we know that there is an affordability problem in Ireland. That affordability problem is quite different depending on what part of the country you're in and for different members of society. So something needs to be done. We can't simply follow the status quo and expect a different result. We need to see a mix of targeted supply and demand-led measures. So we need to reduce the cost of delivery while also increasing average income earners' ability to purchase homes. And we would see that this scheme would go some way towards that to actually support average income earners to be able to get onto the property ladder.
Now, not everyone agrees. I mean, there's quite a list of people who say actually some aspects of the legislation, particularly the shared equity scheme, will increase the cost of housing. The ESRI have said it. The central bank have issued warnings. The estate agents were out at the weekend saying similar schemes elsewhere have driven up the cost of housing. I think Fine Gael's own councillors and Dublin City Council have written to the housing minister, Dara O'Brien, to ask him to rethink its inclusion in the bill. They all say, all of those people and more, they say this is going to have the exact opposite effect. It's going to drive up the cost of housing.
Well, I'd make 2 points on that, Kieran. I suppose, first off, it's quite shocking when you look at how many people are actually affected by this and are effectively locked out of the market. If you look at average house prices in Dublin, you know, somewhere in the region of 386,000, a couple needs a combined income of 94,000. You go outside of Dublin, but I suppose with the exception of a number of urban centres such as Cork and Galway, and you still need a combined income of up to 80,000. And that doesn't even take into account people's, you know, ability to secure a deposit, which can take 15 years in the case of Dublin. If you look at average income earners up and down the country, that's 25% of the working population that are currently locked out of the market that don't have that combined income. If we look at around increase in house prices, actually a recent report by the ESRI themselves actually recommended that there should be targeted assistance measures in support of the consumer. Of course, the correct measures need to be introduced with any scheme. You know, we need to see price caps depending on the build, whether it be a traditional home unit or whether it be apartment. There should be something there on the location, you know, where it be in the country, whether it be in urban or suburban settings, who's actually eligible for the scheme, whether it be just first-time buyers or others that don't have any liabilities through previous properties. You know, what percentage of that mortgage is state supported. I think what's important is that there, if we see a scheme introduced in that can help and support those consumers. It's often more easy to, you know, amend that and bring in efficiencies where possible over a number of years. But that it does take 3 or 4 years after the introduction of any scheme before you see the real impact. And a lot of commentators would have said, which is
why it's so important to get it right out the gap, because we'd be 3 or 4 years down the road before we realise maybe how disastrous the decision has been. And surely it's pause for thought when the ESRI, the central bank, estate agents and Fine Gael's own councillors, the own politicians from the party, the main party, one of the main parties in government, think this is a bad idea.
Well, I think what a number of the reports are actually recommended that we need to see a number of criteria introduced in as part of the scheme to ensure that we don't see any unnecessary house price inflation, such as the price caps based on type of tenure and location, who would actually be eligible for that scheme, what percentage of mortgage act would be state supported, when it would be paid back. I think what's important here is that when we look at the introduction of any scheme, it does take 3 or 4 years before you're going to see the real impact of that. You know, many people would have said over the last decade that how Help to Buy scheme, for instance, which supports people to secure and to save for deposit, that was going to increase house prices. But no evidence of that has been seen whatsoever over the last decade. You know, we've seen supports there for different members of society, you know, through social housing, through HAP-led schemes. But we also need to see similar supports offered for that high percentage of our country that are currently locked out of the market. As I said, we have a situation here where 25% of our working population currently can't qualify for a home because they can't hit that combined income threshold. So we need to see something done for that large cohort within the country.
We might come back to the Help to Buy scheme for just a moment, but I mean, when you talk about the various measures that you need to have in place to ensure that the home equity, the shared equity scheme, doesn't increase house prices, the most important factor that the ESRI acknowledged was supply of homes. And we're not going to have anywhere near the required supply of homes this year. And there's going to be a lag on that in the years ahead.
Yeah, and very significantly so. And I suppose the current context of what we're seeing on restrictions is going to exacerbate that, unfortunately. I suppose not just in the context of the shared equity scheme or cost rental or a number of the other measures. We need to address the cost of delivery of homes. That's a simple fact. We need to have a discussion around the cost of delivery. Often that debate isn't fully heard. You know, any discussion needs to be based on the full facts and the true cost of delivery. And it's the development costs that actually account for what it costs to deliver homes. So whether it's homes that are going to be delivered by the local authority or approved housing bodies or through the public sector, the same issues are faced. You know, there isn't one solution here, but if we address some of the deficiencies that are currently in place in our planning system, if we look at opportunities there for infrastructure network and water and wastewater supplies, we could lead to a situation with more effective delivery and ultimately assist the affordability issue that's being experienced by a number of consumers at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I'm going to keep coming back to this. I mean, you acknowledge it there yourself. We're not going to have that supply in the short term. And there's going to be a legacy effect of the lockdown and building over the last 12 months that's going to continue on into the next year and the year after and the year after that. So we're not going to have the most important precondition in place to ensure that a shared equity scheme is successful. Is there not an argument that you park that scheme until you can guarantee, as you say, 33 to 35,000 homes every year, as opposed to what will we be, well below 15,000 this year, possibly?
Yeah, and I unfortunately I'd estimate we could be as low as 12,000 if we see restrictions ongoing up until April. I don't think we should park it. I don't think we should park any one item because there isn't one solution here to this. There's a number of areas that need to be tackled. I think all those areas need to be progressed at the same time because unfortunately it's not just the cost of delivery, it's not just the affordability issue, it's not the planning system, it's not the infrastructure and the lack of investment that we've seen over the last number of years. It's a combination of all those. So we need to see progress in all those areas brought forward. If we see the shared equity scheme introduced, that would go some way towards improving affordability. Yeah. If we address the cost of delivery,
with only 12,000 units this year, you know, with only 12,000 units this year, ensuring that more people are in the market to buy them, you say it won't increase the price of those units.
Well, I think the scheme itself is going to set up a scheme there that would provide people with the opportunity to be able to look. So it's not just going to be a scheme for 2021. And unfortunately, we won't see delivery hit anything close to where we need. But this is about 2022 and beyond that. So we need to see the introduction of positive measures that are actually going to have positive impact on consumers.
What do you make? I know the CCMA, the County and City Management Association, before an Oireachtas committee today, the Oireachtas Housing Committee, talking about the reliance on the state and local authorities to actually supply affordable housing, that's where the focus should be.
Well, I think, as I said, we need an increase in all tenure types, be it social, rental, private and one-off homes. We need to see an increase of all these tenure types. I think the private market delivers these homes, whether it be through local authorities or approved housing bodies or directly themselves into private schemes. So I think I don't think anyone would argue that we don't need to see more homes delivered through the local authorities and through the good work done by the City and County Managers Association and all those. Unfortunately, whoever's delivering the homes are going to face the same issues, and those issues need to be addressed, as I said, the cost of delivery, the affordability issues. And if we can see positive introductions of schemes, it will enable more homes are delivered through the likes of the local authorities, through the likes of the Land Development Agency, which would hopefully get established and start delivering homes in the next number of years, and supports there for the private sector as well.
Because, you know, people say the Part 5 system and the reliance on that, and that private developers can supply some affordable housing, that it's broken, essentially the state paying through the nose for units from private developers.
Yeah, well, I'm delighted you've actually touched on that, Kieran, because what we see is we actually hear about what the local authority are paying for units from the private sector. They're actually accounted for, that's broken back because of the development costs. So you have to, when they're purchasing a home, it's based on the development cost, the true cost of delivery. So the land, the VAT, the taxes, the contributions that are made. Often when we hear of what it takes for some of the other bodies who provide housings, they don't take into account all the factors that go in. So the initial purchase of land, you know, it's not always on the balance sheet relevant to the delivery of that project itself. So only
so
when
they
misrepresent that compares,
they misrepresent their figures a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
No, the figures are 100%. But I'm saying when we have a discussion, we need to make sure that we compare like for like, that we have all line items included in discussion, and it's not just a focus on one item, because those line items are correct and factual in themselves. But what's very important is that we have full sight of all line items that go into any development costs, and they are the same whether it be private or public led delivery.
Well, let me ask you this then, James, before I let you go. Like, for all of the people listening to this show who are trying to buy a house and trying to get on the property ladder, and they want to own the four walls around them and the roof over their head, are you confident that this legislation will increase the supply of affordable housing all around this country?
It will go some way towards that, but as I said, we need a number of additional measures. This is one in the first of many steps that needs to be taken, and we've over the last number of years put forward a number of recommendations and a targeted approach. We need to see targeted measures. This is one such measure, but equally there's another number of measures that will go towards actually offering some solace for those consumers.
And the ESRI, the central bank, the estate agents and some of Fine Gael's councillors, you can understand their nerves, but they're all wrong.
No, I think what they're right in saying is to ensure that we have, you know, the right measures and the right criteria that go along with any scheme, so we don't have any unnecessary inflation. But it's all about criteria.
Well, what they're saying is the criteria don't look like they're there. We're not going to have the supply. You're saying they're wrong. We will have the supply. Don't worry about it.
Well, no, look, as I said, supply is going to be a massive issue in this year, but not just in 2021. This is going to extend into 2022 and 2023. Last year, the industry responded very positively at the back end of its quarters three and quarter four of 2020. That's because people were able to focus on completions. Unfortunately, that same luxury won't be there this year, because when people go back after restrictions are lifted, they won't have the development work done. They won't have the initial phases done. So we're not going to be able to see the same concentration on completion of units. So delivery this year will be down, commencements will be down, and as a result of those dropping commencements, that will impact in 22 and 23, and we'll fall a long way short of delivering 33 to 35,000 homes year for the next number of years.
You keep acknowledging that supply is going to be way down. I mean, I'm still a little confused as to how supply can be way down and we are going to make it easier for more and more people to potentially buy that dwindling supply, that doesn't increase house prices.
Well, I think it's one of many measures, I think, that has to be introduced in here. Like, we could probably spend the whole day talking about this. I think it's one of many measures. There's not just one problem here that's causing our housing crisis, nor will there be one solution that will take us out of the housing crisis.
All right, James Benson, from the Construction Industry Federation, who's Director of Housing, should I say, and Planning and Development at the Construction Industry Federation. James, thanks a million for speaking to us here on The Hard Shoulder.